Were you on Shabbos? So Chazal didn't allow it. And we saw yesterday there were three different reasons why you can't do it. We're showing you different reasons why you can't do it. What's wrong? Why did Chazal make this prohibition that you can't ask? Why did they make this Issa that you can't ask a goy to do something for you on Shabbos? So we said there are basically three different reasons we're showing him saying. The Rambam is number one. The Rambam is a very Bechir Shakshi Rambam. The Rambam says that the reason why it's Osa is Kadesh Lutge Kalobe Necho. That Shabbos shouldn't have light in your eyes. If you see a goy doing a malacha on Shabbos, you put the light on, it's very easy. You can slip and you might think, oh, he does it, I can do it. What's the difference? You don't make a distinction. And therefore, Chazal didn't want this to happen. And therefore, they said, sorry, a goy can't do any malacha on Shabbos. That's number one. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says the Issa V'David Dovah, that you must not speak about doing the things forbidden on Shabbos. So if I tell a goy to put a light on Shabbos, I'm speaking about a forbidden action. Don't take Shabbos, it's Rashi. So I'm asking him to do something which I must do myself. That's for David Dovah. That's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. What? Oh, very good. And reason number three is Rashi in Shabbos. Rashi says that this is looks like he's a shliach. I mean, even a minat Torah, a shliach only works from one yid to another yid. A goy can't be a shliach of yid. So it's possible, that's not possible. Even so, midrabon on the chumra, it looks like he's a shliach. So if I tell a goy to put a light on, it's like I'm doing it. Shluch shlom kamoista midrabon, maybe we shouldn't do it. So we said various differences, like what Chaim said. That means, can I ask a non-Jew on Friday, for example, I tell a postman on Friday, look, I'm going to get a letter tomorrow, I need to open. Can you open it for me on Shabbos? Now, there's no bedabed dobber there, because I spoke to him on Friday. I didn't want to speak to him on Shabbos. But the problem is, it's still a problem of messenger shlucha. He looks like he's a messenger on Shabbos. And also, the goy does something on Shabbos, I might come and do it myself. So mitzvah that is a problem. On Shabbos, if I ask the goy, I meet the goy in the street, and I say, look, John, I need my garden to be the mowed on Monday. So there's no messenger shlucha because he's doing it on Monday. He's not doing the melacha on Shabbos, but it's a dabba dabba. So you've got a clash most times with many of these things. So that's why I'm always out of bounds. The only thing that sort of thing was actually interesting. Can you ask the goy on Shabbos for tzorech mitzvah on Monday? That means, let's say, for example, there's a shev, you need to make a shev on Monday morning, and he needs something from the, let's say, he needs to get something for you on early Monday morning. But you won't see him on Monday morning, you can't get hold of him on Monday morning, you see him on Shabbos. So can I see the guy John on Shabbos? I say, John, tell me something, can you do me a favour? On Monday I'm making a party for it, I know it's for mitzvah, can you go and buy me something for the shop for it? That's very interesting, actually. That the is mutter, because there's no shlucha shlona kamoisei, because it's not on Shabbos. There's no b'dabed dova, because b'dabed dova for mitzvah is mutter. So the that's mutter, actually. If you can't get the goy to do it for you any other time, you can't get hold of it one time, you have to do it. Yeah, that's really what we came up with yesterday.
Doesn't have to do it right.
So you can't ask the goy to do anything for you, that is really, you may not ask the goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos.
If you're learning from Dabba Dova, how far does it go? I'm walking home from shul with somebody on Shabbos morning, and I say to him, oh, my gardener came last week on Tuesday.
That's nothing. What happened in the past, not with Dabba Dova? Dabba Dova has to be for the future. Speaking about the past, what you did in the past, not with Dabba Dova.
So I can ask the gentle on Saturday to put the light on for me?
Oh, there you go. Well, you should try it, yeah.
Could I ask
him? No, with Dabadov in the past, but Dabadov is in the future.
Can I ask him to put the light on?
No, nothing wrong with telling Moishi, for example, that, you know, yesterday I went by car to London. But to tell Moishi that on Monday I won't going by car to London, that's a problem. Yeah, to go to London, you don't say how, so it could be you walk. That's what it means. That's already also really better. Yeah, it's not how it works, yeah. Okay, then we started another Chiddush yesterday, that's what we finished off yesterday, the Chiddush was that you could tell a non-Jew to Malachov himself. That means if you see the non-Jew in his garden, he's got his lawnmower, he says, John, you know, it'd be a nice idea if you do your garden today. It's good, it's nice weather, you can do it. You're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do Malacha himself. There's no Issa, I'm not sure exactly why, there's no Issa. Even though you're telling to do Malacha. And we said, based on that, the Choy what you come up with is if a guy stops you on the street, and he says to you, tell me, how do I get to Tesco from here? What's the way, how do I get to Tesco? You can tell the non-Jew to go straight up, turn left, first right, pass the light, that's it. Nothing wrong. The guy is doing Malacha himself, he's not doing it for you. That Lachor is mutter.
So I can say that on Friday afternoon, like last week, I saw two non-Jews. They had two bags in their hands, like with a trolley, asked me, are you going to Tesco? I said, no, I'm just standing on the street.
That you can do much. That you're allowed to say. I thought I should say that.
Can I say that's a non-Jew?
You can say that's a non-Jew. Yeah? The only thing is, we said that if the guy is using your keli, there's the problem. I mean, if it's your lawnmower, then you mustn't tell the guy that he should do the grass. Okay, we finally finished off yesterday with the ancient Shaila about if a yid stops you on the street. A prior, someone in a car stops you on Shabbos morning, he says he wants to know how to get to such a certain shul, he wants to know how to get to Manashul. What are you supposed to do? So on the one hand, the Meister, the quicker you tell him, the less the Surim is doing. On the other hand, you help him go to drive a car, it's not really good. So we said from Shabbos Zama says you should tell him the quickest way to get there, and tell you the quickest way to get there is because I want to avoid you doing Kilt Shabbos. You've really got to do that. Okay. Now then Chazal went further, right? In reading what Chazal did. Chazal said there's another two parts to Amir Akum. Mm-hmm. We're going to discuss part two, really. I'll put it in two parts. First of all, Chazal said there's an issa to ask a non-Jew to do a malachah on Shabbos. That's part one. That means I can't go up to a non-Jew on Shabbos and say, do whatever you want. Can you put the light off in my house? I mustn't do that.
Certainly
you're lucky. Oh, certainly. Generally speaking, let's get first one. Sorry, come to the tape. So I can't ask a non-Jew to do a malachah for me on Shabbos. Part one. The second thing is much even more encompassing, because Chazal says, not only may you not ask him, but even if he does it himself, if he's giving you a benefit from something, you can't have benefit from that.
Unless he himself got benefit.
Oh, maybe if he has benefit himself, it'll be better. That means the remarkable thing, Chazal said, there'll be two issurim here. One is that you mustn't ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So you go to the mechanic before Shabbos, the marshal, you know, tenants before Shabbos, and say, look, Mike, I've got a big problem here. My car's smoking. Do me a favour. I need it for, let's say, Monday morning. First thing Monday morning. And you know it's closed. Box of Shabbos on Sunday. It doesn't work on Shabbos Sunday. The only time you can fix that car is Saturday. So that is, I've told him really, more or less, to do malachah on Shabbos. That's more or less, I've confined him to a certain period of thing. I've restricted him that he can only do malachah on Shabbos. That is problematic. So I cannot tell a goy to do malach for me and I limit him to yes, on Shabbos. That's one. Even if I don't tell him, but let's say the goy comes into my house, he says, Shlomo, he says, you know what, it's very, very dark in this room. I must put a light on for you. Not a problem. I can't have benefit from what you've done.
So you can't tell him
it's
our Sabbath, you can't
ask him
to put the light on?
Yeah, tell him. In fact, you have to object to him. You have to tell him that you can't put it on for me. You're not allowed to have benefit from him on the Shabbos.
He didn't even ask him.
He had nothing to do with it. So the guy comes in, the marshal, he says, for example, the urn, he can have this with waiters or caterers or whatever, comes to your house, the marshal, or, you know, Simcha, and let's say the waiter looks at the urn, he says, oh, the water's very low there, he says, you know. He goes to the tap, he takes some more cold water, he pours it into the urn to heat up. You didn't tell him to do anything for you. There's no Islam here. You told him absolutely nothing. But you are now having a benefit from the fact that you've now got hot water, more hot water. That is problematic. So the classic examples of this is a light and hot water. I mean, it could be across the board. It could be anything, actually. It could bring you something. For example, he comes to you, the marshal, he brings you a bottle of wine, I don't know what. He brings you something from outside the house, from a, I don't know what. He brings you something from somewhere else, which you can have a benefit from. He brings you a bottle of Coca-Cola. You can't benefit from that Coca-Cola. It's brought you something which you can't benefit from.
The way of making electricity all the time, the way of making electricity in the
power station. But my friend, that guy is not doing it for you. I know you're very choshev, but he's doing it because, first of all, he's employed by the company to do it, and he's doing it for mostly goyim. It's what happens is, once it's on for the goy, it's on for everyone. It's a good question what you're asking. He's not doing it for you. That's a good question, Marshall. Now we're going to come to this now, son. I mean, if I'm sitting in a room, in a dark room, and a guy comes into the room where I'm sitting, and he says, Shlomo, he says, it's very, very dark here. I must put a light on for you. Now that's clear, he's doing it for me. What happens if there's some other guy in the room as well? Or, even better, let's start with even a more extreme case. The guy comes into the room, he sits down, it's very, very dark. He says, you know, I can't read my newspaper that these days. He goes to the light switch, sure, he puts the light switch on, he starts reading his newspaper. Can I have hand off that light? Now I can. Because that's clear, he did it for himself, he's not doing it for me.
What?
Well, I'll come to I'm not so sorry. That's that. I asked someone today, I don't know, etc. Someone does mention it's very dodgy, etc. Because he's not having enough from the light. He's saying, it's a good idea what he's saying. You're going to do away with the horrible minhagim. You'd be a good rabbi, you know that. He wants to say, you know what he does? A good idea. He says, if the goy does it for himself, he's asking, can I tell the goy like this? You know, if you put a light in my room, there's a glass of this. You're saying, which is, I understand, it's like he's doing it himself, he wants a whiskey. But that's not what Chazal was talking about. The Chazal talking about he has benefit from the Malachi he did. The fact that you compensate him after something else, I'm not so sure that works. It's not poshut, but it's not what we're talking about. The vibe, that's not, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, the case that you're talking about is he has a benefit not from the Malachi itself. If you tell him, he puts the light on, he'll be able to get a glass of whiskey. So it's true, he's got a vested interest for him. What?
Same thing. I've got in my hotel room, I've got a nice glass of whiskey for you. Really? Goes into the hotel room, obviously switches the lights on. Gets his glass of whiskey, takes him to the
hotel. Nothing, I don't know, sorry, but what happened?
The fellow you've got, say, John, I've got a nice glass of whiskey for you. In my hotel room. Don't mention the lights. Why? When you go into the bathroom,
yeah, that's much better than that, yeah? That is
better.
That's much better, because there he's having on off in the light.
Can you ask him to leave on there?
That's posh. Why you say, well, hi there, that's posh. Once the goy is on a beheta, if the goy puts the light on the beheta, he did it for himself. Let's say, what Malcolm Thomas says, a good idea. Marshall, you've got a dark room, you leave a glass of whiskey in there, for him, and you say to the goy, the master, there's some whiskey for you inside here. So he comes in, he says, well, I can't see any whiskey, it's a bit dark. Let's put the light to see if I can find a whiskey. That lechol is much better, because he's having a nod from the light, because he can't see the whiskey without it. That's really better. Once he's put the light on, then there's no issue to leave on, he's not doing an issue with that. You can tell him, don't switch it off, there's nothing wrong with that.
Can you tell him that?
What?
No, don't switch it off.
Yeah, because he's not doing anything wrong. Don't do a malacha, don't do anything, don't switch off. That's not an issue of a double or nothing. The issue has been done already, there's nothing wrong to say now, leave it as it is. That's the whole nature. But in your case, of to say that if you put the light on, I'll give you a glass of whiskey, I'll give you a tenner, I don't know if that's going to help you. It's interesting. What I'm saying is wrong, but I don't know. I'm not 100% convinced that's okay. So now, why am I saying this? If a goy does a malach of you, in fact, because Abkidei Kachazal was so machmi in this, that if a goy does a malach of you on Shabbos, Moshe, it's not really practical in their life, but let's say someone gained his car from the mechanic on Shabbos, right, and he limited the time, and the Maisi's come right before Shabbos comes in, he's come to the Goy. And he says to the Goy, I need it first thing Monday morning. And he knows this Goy does not work on Motta Shabbos, and he's closed on Sunday. That means, in other words, you are now telling the Goy to work on Shabbos for me, in inverted commas. In such a case there, Chazal went so far, and they said, not only can you not, you've done Navir by doing that, but on Monday morning when you get that car, you have to wait the amount of time it would take to fix that car. So if it's a 4-hour job to fix, you have to wait 4 hours on Monday morning till you can repair it, till you could drive that car.
Well, it could have done on Sunday.
But first of all, you have to know if he can. If he could open up on Sunday, if he's employed by someone else and the garage is closed, for example, then that's not cool, he could do it. If he's self-employed, he can carry on whatever he wants, and how he does, then maybe you're right. But even that, I'm not so sure about, because a lot of them don't open on Sunday. It's not natural for them to come in. Why should they? That's the whole limiting, and I don't know if it's possible that it works. If he could work on Sunday, if it's possible he could work on Sunday, or could work on Motta Shabbos, it's possible, he does it sometimes, then that's really better. But I'm sure you're limiting his time. Who are doing? Someone gives, I don't know what, a tallit, he gives some beggar to be washed with his dry cleaners. He gives a dry cleaner very, very late on Friday afternoon, and he asks for it on Monday. Everyone knows it's closed on Sunday, Motta Shabbos on Sunday, and he wants it first thing on Monday morning. You have to wait the amount of time it takes to dry clean such a garment before you can wear it. That's all part of Gezeiras Chazal. Chazal didn't want you to have any benefit from it whatsoever. And they said, on top of the issa of having benefits, you have to wait the amount of time it takes. I remember someone asked already, Ashwell, very interesting question, Maestro. I mean, it was wrong what happened. But the Maestro, there was a nice kiddush going on Shabbos morning, and the waiters took some photos. And afterwards, they want to give it to the yid to keep. Now, Shai, there it's very hard. What do you say? Set up the whole thing again. How long do you... Right, it was wrong. The person who took the photos was wrong taking the photos. He shouldn't have taken the photos. Now, can you wait with Kneshiyasu? Is there Kneshiyasu? Because you have to set up the whole thing again. It's not very likely. Not so simple. That's a bit problematic. So you don't...
Huh? It's not that anyone is separate.
I'm saying the whole thing's gone. It's not around anymore. There's no kishiyasu. Yeah. So that's problematic. Sorry? Okay, so we spoke about it. I can't remember how it came, we spoke about it. It's very interesting what my head is. You're quite right. It's a problem. There's a number of Eterium. One of the Eterium is that, first of all, according to government rules, when you put your letter in that post box, you are not owned on that post anymore. That's number one. It's not yours anymore. The other one is that there's often a heter called Mav Bishurim. The postman comes to your house, it's like in your house, but it's very rare to get one letter. It's very likely the postman's going to deliver something else to you anyway. So he's carrying extra stuff in his post bag. He's carrying a few extra stuff. That's Mav Bishurim. And the third thing, which a lot of people rely on, is called Amira La Amira. You're not telling him directly to do it. It goes, you could tell the post, you tell the postman, it goes to someone else, it goes indirectly. So that's really much better. Not ideal, but that's already another interesting question. Now, as I said a few words, if the guy's doing it for himself, there's no problem. But if there's a danger he does more for you, that's a problem. So let's say, for example, someone's got a cleaner in the house, and they come in on Shabbos morning, and they want some hot water. So there's no urn on. So the guy decides to put the electric kettle on for himself. Is he allowed to do that?
Why shouldn't he?
Well, she's right. Why shouldn't he? It's not very good. He's touching on the electric, but he puts the electric kettle on. Now, he's finished his electric kettle, and you see, oh, that's nice. There's some water left over. Can I use that water? Moishi, what do you say? Can you? Moishi? No, that you can't. There, that's much worse, that case, because there is a danger. If we let you have that water, another time you might ask the guy to put extra for you. When there's a light going on in a room and the guy does it for himself, so there's only one light you put on. So then you could say that if the guy put a light on for himself, you could have benefit from it. Wherever there's a danger that if the guy does something for himself and he might put more on, do more of an action for you as well, then Chazal don't allow that.
Is it not so for your kettles to use boiling his water?
Yeah, there's no Shemisa's kettle. We pass it out. Well, our kettle can be used on Shabbat. There's no Shana holds in this.
It wasn't working with the mower. The guy was doing the garden.
That's because you tell him to do it. You mustn't tell the guy to mow your the grass with your lawnmower. That's Isra Mir Akum. There's no issue on your kaling. Your kaling can do malach on Shabbos. Your pot is being cooked on Shabbos. Your lights are going on Shabbos. There's no problem with that. You with me?
There's no problem with it, but ask the guy to do it.
What?
The guy comes in and does it, that's a different matter.
If the guy comes and does what? Puts a kettle on?
Yeah.
Yeah, say it's not your cane. You've got no prohibition on your cane doing work on Shabbos. If the guy puts the cane on Shabbos, he puts the tank, he puts the element on, he puts the switch down, no problem. The guy puts the light on in your house for himself, no problem. It's not so uncommon. People do have cleaners in their houses on Shabbos, yeah? And the it's very possible the guy comes in to clean the house on Shabbos, he's tidying up it, and the dark room is very dark. So you want to see what she's doing. So she puts the light on for herself. To see what to do. Once that light is on, you can have benefit from that light. I mean, even though before the light was on, you couldn't read in that room, it was dark. But now that the light's on, and it was done by Heta, you are allowed to benefit from that light. You're allowed to now sit down in that room. There's a couch in that room, so you want to sit down, relax on the couch, and you want to read by that light. Since it was done by Heta, you didn't do any Issa, then you are allowed to have an offering. If it was done by Issa, you told a goy to put the light on for you, let's go out of the room.
So why does it say
you can enter the mouth? You see, as I said at the beginning, there's two instruments in Amir al-Akum. One is speaking to a goy, and one is benefiting from a malacha. Hinting gets around the problem of benefit of Amir al-Akum, but you've still got to overcome this problem of benefiting. So not everything's called a benefit, so that's where it'll help you hinting. You with me? Not really. That's not, sure, there's two things in Amir al-Akum. There's one is the Chazal said, you must not ask a non-Jew straight out, to put the light on me. Then there's another Issa that even if you didn't ask him, you must have benefited from it. But there's two independent things. If you can get a situation where you don't ask him, and what you're doing is not a benefit, then there's a problem asking a boy. Come to that, Mr. Trump. So this is what you have to cater for. So that's what we're talking about now. There's an issa of asking a non-Jew to do something for you, and then once he's done it for you, kind of, if it's a benefit that he's done, you cannot benefit from it at all. So that, What's your court? Your area? Is it one street or a big area?
It's about four, but about 10 streets.
Could he walk?
No, he's got to go in his car.
He has to go in his car. Well, no, what's the difference if he walks or goes in the car?
He could walk.
See, so that's only some people have the country. That's a good thing, actually.
I know what you're saying. That is his decision to go in his car.
Yeah, it's more convenient for him to go in a car.
But if it's definitely that's what he does, he goes in
a car. If it's definitely what he does, he doesn't have to. If he's not employed, I asked my father once about how can you have a security guard for your business, let's say, for example. When people have a security guard. They have a employed security. Now, in that security guard, you employ him. Now, if something happens, he's got a phone up, there's no point. He doesn't use the phone. Not much of a security guy who doesn't use the phone. You understand what I'm asking? So he said to me, on that, you have to rely on Amir al-Amira. That you don't speak to the security guard directly. You employ him in the company, and they employ him. That's called Amir al-Amira. But your case is better. If you can walk around, that's really better. All right, myself, stop.
I'm not going to get it. Should we have that?